please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. The North Carolina Extra Credit Grant application period has reopened, but it's for a limited time. The deadline to apply, you need to go to 3354NC.com. Guess who's here? Saray Finley, our senior attorney at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I was so delighted when Dee Grano sent that email, because I know that you guys at the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy work on the behalf of folks who just work 2-3 jobs. We're trying to make ends meet, and you guys meet us at that intersection of, I can help you. I like that.
Yes. Yes, I'm very proud of the work that we do here at Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy. And the North Carolina Extra Credit Grant application reopening is part of the advocacy work that we've been doing in the community for more than 50 years. The reopening of the application for the North Carolina Extra Credit Grant, it was part of a class action lawsuit brought by Robinson and Adam Dorr from Robinson and Bradshaw on behalf of Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy and Legal Aid of North Carolina, which is one of our partner organizations. We found that the previous application process was not left open long enough, specifically for families with very low income who did not file a 2019 tax return because they were not required to due to the level of income they had during 2019.
Got it.
What is that? What is an income like that that you don't have to file taxes? Is it $10,000? Is it?
So under North Carolina law, it's $10,000 for a person, a single individual, and $20,000 for married couple, for married filing joint. So for someone who would file married filing joint. However, that's a little, I can't think of the word. So, but that doesn't tell the whole story.
Okay.
So if you go to the North Carolina Department of Revenue's website, they would send you a link to the IRS publication 17. And how do you determine, how does a person determine their gross income? I mean, for example, if a taxpayer last year in 2019, if their sole income was Social Security, and say, for instance, they made, you know, $20,000 in Social Security income, they are not married, but they had a child that they were caring for, you know, so for instance, grandparents, you know, a grandmother is taking care of her grandson who was 12 years old. Your grandmother's only income in 2019 was Social Security. She's single. Her income was technically more than $10,000, but that wasn't her taxable income. So in that situation, her Social Security would not be taxable. Therefore, she would qualify to complete the application to receive the North Carolina Extra Credit Grant.
Got it.
So though North Carolina says $10,000 or below for single, they do have a link there that says, you know, this depends on how much of their income is taxable income for IRS purposes. And so you have a lot of families who may see the $10,000 and not think they qualify, but they do, because their income that they have is exempt from taxes.
Okay. And then getting the word out like this, radio shows, press releases, news stations pick it up. Do you think everybody's going to get the word? Because we've got a deadline here. Is the deadline December the 7th?
The deadline is December 7th. Applications must be completed by December 7th at 2 p.m. We have contracted with another organization that is assisting us with outreach out of Durham. I don't know the exact name,
okay.
But they were instrumental in working with getting individuals to complete the census. And so this is just one part of our outreach efforts, because that was part of the class action. We did not believe the state did enough outreach for the very low income.
Okay.
Specifically those who were not required to file a 2019 tax return.
Okay, great. So this program, we can go to, is it 335?
Yes. The website, the number is 335, letters FORNC.com.
Got it. 335.
And the website is up.
Yeah. Got it. The website is up, y'all. So just go there. I know the libraries are probably not open. So if you, I guess you could do this on your phone.
Yes, you can do it on your phone. And one of the things I have to remind my mother of this, you know, if you do it on your phone and the website looks a little crazy, you go to your settings and you select desktop site. In other words, you want to bring it up on your phone and you want it to look exactly as if it would if you're on a personal computer. And so you bring the website up on your phone and just go to settings and select desktop site. So that way you can see the full application.
We can read it.
Yes. Because there's some information on the when you first log on to the website. When you first go to the website, there's some information there. And if you still have questions, you can select the eligibility page. There's a hyperlink on the website that will take you to the North Carolina Department of Revenue website. It has a very extensive frequently asked questions.
Okay.
So that way people can read if they have additional information that they want before they actually start the application.
Right. And we need a drum roll for the amount of money. It's $335.
$335 per household. Even if you have multiple children that would that are considered your qualifying children, you only get one check for $335. It is not $335 per child, just $335 per household.
So the North Carolina Extra Credit Grant Program made possible, like Saray said, by the federal coronavirus relief funds. And we thought normally we would hear, the larger companies or the entrepreneurs of the world would get money for, during COVID time. But this is great that families do.
Yes, this is something that was passed by the North Carolina State Legislature, as you said, with COVID-19 relief funds provided by the federal government. And I know the deadline is tight. We could not change the deadline. That was something that was required by North Carolina Department of Revenue. And because they have to return the money that they do not spend at the end of the year. And so I understand a lot of people are just now hearing about this and that they're like, wait a minute, I only have 2 weeks to apply. And that's why we're doing as much outreach as we possibly can to let families know about this opportunity and about the reopening of the application process. Because of the tight deadline and that we had no control over. It was something that was required by the state so that way, because they need time to actually process the application once we provide it to them from our secure website at 335-4NC.com.
Got it. I haven't interviewed the Internal Revenue Service for all the monies that are out there that are given during the COVID-19 situation that we're in. But I'm wondering if we have to pay taxes on this money.
You do not have to pay taxes on this money. It's for families to help provide support for needs that they, extra monies they may have had to spend for their children who are at home during this time. If you need to buy laptops, if you need to purchase paper, if you need to purchase pencils. I know some in areas, they still had, back to school drives, even though children were at school, but some people were not able to take advantage of that because of the pandemic. They may not have felt safe. Well, the legislature, set aside this money for families in order to help supplement some of the costs that they've had to provide to support their children, especially those who are at home during this time having e-learning.
Oh, my gosh.
No taxes.
Yeah. You wouldn't have said, in 2019 that 2020, I'm going to have to buy school supplies and the kids are going to be home. That would have been, I'm not going to say a bummer, but that would have been a shocker, right?
I couldn't imagine. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. My goddaughter is at home and her mom had to create these things on her walls in order to keep her engaged in school. She's still in elementary school. And so she was able to use the $335 to purchase a desk for her daughter. So that way she can be comfortable while she's at home learning. So, I think her parents have had to do a lot to be creative, in order to, to keep their children engaged in school, and so a lot of parents have had to go out and buy things that they wouldn't normally have to buy. And it's been a cost burden. This pandemic we recognize has been a burden on many of the North Carolinians and especially the population that we serve. And so that's why we were happy to, partner with Robinson and Bradshaw and Legal Aid of North Carolina on behalf of North Carolinians who did not have the opportunity to apply for the grant because they were not aware of it.
Right.
And as of yesterday, the application went live online Friday afternoon, and between Friday and Monday morning at 10 a.m., we had at least 1,400 applications submitted.
Ooh.
So for a person living on minimum wage, $335 is more than he or she could earn in a week. Our job is to get the word out, to as many people as possible so that way they can submit an application. The application is not for persons who did file a 2019 tax return. The application is only for those who did not have a 2019 filing requirement because of their income, and they have not already submitted an application via North Carolina Department of Revenue's website. So if you filed a 2019 tax return, and on your state tax return, you know, it lists a qualifying child. According to North Carolina, you will automatically receive your $335 check between now and December 15th. You know, if you haven't received it, you should call North Carolina Department of Revenue. If you've already submitted an application, and that was through the North Carolina Department of Revenue's website, and you have not received your check yet, you also need to contact North Carolina Department of Revenue. This application is only for those who did not complete the application process prior to the original October 15th deadline.
Got it. And our deadline for this money, this North Carolina Extra Credit Grant Program, the application ends December the 7th, but we've got to go right now to 335, and you have to spell out 4, FORNC.com. So 335-4NC.com. And we can check out the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy at charlottelegaladvocacy.org. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so very much. You know, we provide assistance in consumer protection, home preservation, health care access and public benefits, immigration, tax controversy, and more. So when I say tax controversy, if you have other tax issues outside of this, you know, if you receive a letter from the IRS because you were audited, you know, you haven't received your 2019 IRS tax refund, you can contact us. Our tax controversy serves all of the state. You know, we serve all low-income taxpayers throughout North Carolina, and you can contact us through our website as well at charlottelegaladvocacy.com.
Gosh, you guys have been doing what, this for 50 years?
Yes, Charlotte Little Center for Legal Advocacy has been around for over 50 years here in Charlotte. Some of our programs, you know, are outside of Mecklenburg County. For instance, our low-income taxpayer clinic serves individuals throughout the whole state. And so, yes, and we've been here. I've been at Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy for almost 12, 13 years now.
Wow.
And we are just in the trenches doing the work for our community and assisting those who cannot afford their own legal service, you know, who cannot afford to hire an attorney.
Right.
That's what we're here for, to assist individuals who are in need, in need legal representation where we can provide that service.
Yeah, when you say attorney, y'all's last name should be retainer.
Well, the benefit of Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy that most of our services are free, and some may be low cost, but for 90% of our clients, there is no cost as long as they're eligible for the service. And we do have income requirements depending on, you know, those income requirements may change depending on the practice area that the person is receiving services in. So when you hear Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, please do not think retainer. When you hear Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, I want you to think advocate, representation, and more than likely free and help.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I think I visited you guys years ago. Maybe you were probably there at your desk.
I think I met you, as a matter of fact. Yes, I think I met you. I think you walked around with our executive director, Kim Shore, and I was in my office, you know, but because of COVID now, you know, my house has become my office, and that's okay, you know, as long as we can still continue to do the work.
But you could tell the passion that was in all of the rooms. I didn't even know you guys were on. Was it the first floor, second floor? I forgot.
We're located on the second floor of the building. Yeah, we've been up there and just churning out the work. You know, when I first started, we had like a staff of probably 18. And I think now we're over 50 individuals. Several of those are attorneys, but we have additional support staff, you know, like our health access to health care through our navigators, you know, paralegals, you know. And so, as much as the need has grown in the community, the larger our organization becomes through private dollars, through grants and foundations and things such as that, because we recognize the need in the community. You know, it hasn't lowered, and especially during the pandemic, we've had to increase some of the service that we provided. You can go to our Facebook website. We have several Facebook Lives that we have done in the past. They are all posted there. If you have questions about unemployment, if you have questions about immigration, accessing health care through the Affordable Health Care Act, an IRS stimulus payment. You know, right. We, even for this, we will have a, we're doing a Facebook Live next Tuesday, December 1st at 12 noon. I don't know how to say 12, at noon. Uh-huh. We're doing a Facebook Live. It'll be me and Hector Camposano, the paralegal. So it will be in English and Spanish for those who need Spanish information. And so, yeah, if you want more information, you can join us there during a Facebook Live next Tuesday, December 1st at noon at Charlotte Legal Advocacy. You can get to our Facebook Live through our website.
Yeah, just go to charlottelegaladvocacy.org and you can meet Saray on the Facebook Live. Yes, our senior attorney. Oh, I love it. You can tell you like what you do, and we like people that like what they do.
Yeah, you know, no one wants to go somewhere. It feels like you're bothering them while they're at work.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, so I think we've all, you know, some every now and then. But I know I do enjoy my work. I enjoy the population that we work with. I enjoy the service that I provide and that our organization provides.
Plus, guess what? Saray is a Girl Scout troop leader, has been in the past. Big brother, big sister. Come on. She's part of the community.
Yes. Yes, I believe in giving back. You know, I was raised to volunteer. It is definitely a passion of mine. Actually, the little that I had, she's now 20 years old. And so it's amazing when I see her because, you know, for almost 12 years, from the age of 9, 11 years, we were together. And last year at our Access to Justice breakfast, I actually met the CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and she was trying to encourage me to reach, you know, do it again. And I was telling my family members, I was like, you know what, in January, I'm going to sign back up. Because I do, appreciate the importance of mentorship, but I also appreciate, I live in this community. I live here, and I want to be a part of it. It's not just enough for me to work in the community, but I'm also a part of it and seeing the growth of Charlotte, and I want to be a part of the next generation.
Mm-hmm. The solutions.
And, you know, yeah, the solution. Someone did it for me when I was a kid and I was a teenager. And, you know, it's my responsibility to give back.
Yeah. All right. Go right now. CharlotteLegalAdvocacy.org. You can find out about the $335 that's out there for households, for single folk who did not file in 2019. The deadline is December the 7th. Go to 335FORNC.com. Do it now.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. And tell everybody at the office, hey. Oh, I got to thank Dee Grano for setting us up.
Yes, I would definitely tell everyone that you say, hey, how they're doing, you know.
How you doing? Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and all of the good stuff to everyone out there. And again, you know, the website, 335, letters FORNC.com.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.